Bobby never considered staying in. He couldn't hide all summer from the likes of Willie Shearman. That would be buggy. But as he went outside, he reminded himself that he had to be careful, had to be on the lookout for them. As long as he saw them coming, there would be no problem. With the St. Gabe's boys on his mind, Bobby left 149 with no further thought of the key fob, his special souvenir of down there. It lay on the bathroom shelf, next to the tooth glass, right where he had left it the night before. He tramped all over Harwich, it seemed, from Broad Street to Commonwealth Park. No St. Gabe's boys on field C today. The American Legion team was there taking batting practice and shagging flies in the hot sun. From the park to the town square, from the town square to the railway station. As he stood in the little newsstand kiosk beneath the railway overpass looking at paperbacks, Mr. Burton, who ran the place, would let you look for a while as long as you didn't handle what he called the merchandise. The town whistle went off, startling them both. "Mother of God, what's up with that?" Mr. Burton asked indignantly. He had spilled packs of gum all over the floor and now stooped to pick them up, his gray change apron hanging down. "It ain't but 11:15. "It's early, all right," Bobby agreed, and left the newsstand soon after. Browsing had lost its charms for him. He walked out to River Avenue, stopping at the Tip Top Bakery to buy half a loaf of day-old bread, 2 cents, and to ask Georgie Sullivan how S.J. was.
"He's fine," S.J.'s oldest brother said. "We got a postcard on Tuesday, said he misses the family and wants to come home. We get one Wednesday, says he's learning how to dive. The one this morning says he's having the time of his life, he wants to stay forever."
He laughed, a big Irish boy of 20 with big Irish arms and shoulders.
"He may want to stay forever, but Ma'd miss him like hell if he stayed up there. You going to feed the ducks with some of that?"
"Yeah, like always."
"Don't let them nibble your fingers, those damn river ducks. Carry diseases, they—"
In the town square, the municipal building clock began to chime noon, although it was still only 12:15.
"What's going on today?"
Georgie asked.
"First the whistle blows early. Now the damn town clock's off course."
"Maybe it's the heat," Bobby said. He looked at Bobby doubtfully.
"Well, that's a good explanation as any."
Yeah, Bobby thought, going out. And quite a bit safer than some.